Jesus said to his disciples, "I tell you, make friends for yourselves with dishonest wealth, so that when it fails, you'll be welcomed into eternal dwellings. The person who is trustworthy in very small matters is also trustworthy in great ones, and the person who is dishonest in very small matters is also dishonest in great ones. If, therefore, you are not trustworthy with dishonest wealth, who will trust you with true wealth? If you are not trustworthy with what belongs to another, who will give you what is yours? No servant can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or to be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon." The Pharisees, who loved money, heard all these things and sneered at him. And he said to them, "You justify yourselves in the sight of others, but God knows your hearts. For what is of human esteem is an abomination in the sight of God." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Today we pray the Mass of Mary, Mother of Salvation, a reminder that in all things Mary is not the source of salvation, but the one who brings forth salvation through her Son and continues to serve as the mediatrix of all graces, that she brings forth for each of us, in a way, mothering us into the steps of her Son, mothering us into the heavenly dwellings. And this is something that we need to keep in mind, that Mary does indeed guide us along the path. She is not merely an ideal. She is not merely a doctrine. She is not just simply some name on a page, but instead, in a very real way, as a mother would help their child in learning to walk, first with their hands above their heads, holding on to their mother's fingers, learning to trace that way, then later, as they're able to do it a little bit better, holding on to one mere hand as they walk side by side with their mother, and then soon enough, able to run freely, able to run without aid, but still knowing that their mother is always close at hand to give them help in time of any need. In this same way, Mary mothers us into salvation. Mary brings us to her Son, first with the baby steps, which we need ever greater help, but then soon coming to the freedom of the children of God, being freed from our slavery to whatever our mammon is, whether it's literally money, lust, greed, envy, whatever it may be, that in finally achieving freedom from that with her help, with her aid, then we are able to run free as children of God, but still always knowing that Mother Mary watches over us, is there whenever we stumble, we fall, and we fail, to pick us up once again and to encourage us to once again trust in the freedom that her Son has entrusted to us. So today, we ask Mary, the Mother of Salvation, to intercede on our behalf, that we might learn to live in the freedom of the children of God, being freed from slavery to sin.